Good morning and welcome to One-on-One with the Professionals. I'm Tom, and with us today we have Dr. Williams with Med Club. Dr. Williams, good morning.
Hello.
And we also have Judy Langford with us too.
Hi.
And we have a special guest with us too, and it is Michael Graham, President of Health and Supplemental with Solid Financial Solutions. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. And we've got a lot of questions that we're going to fire away today because a lot of people want to know a lot of things. We hear so much about Med Club because they'll catch the ads on the radio and everything, but it really piques their curiosity because they're hearing it and they say, well, this sounds a little different. This sounds like it might be for me. So first of all, I'm going to toss it out there to you. What is Med Club?
Med Club is a direct primary care facility. And that means that we offer a new alternative payment model, improving access to quality health care with simple, flat, affordable membership fee.
Very good, Judy. And it is different. And when we hear a little bit in the car or when we're out and about, we say, well, wait a second. This is different. Now, one of the things that I've heard about Med Club in listening to the one-on-ones with the pros that have been airing on K1 is that we don't take health insurance, but we do things a little differently.
Yes, we do. We do not take health insurance. We do not charge, or there's no deductible to meet, and there's no copay to have to pay. Your membership fee covers the doctor's time.
Your membership fee covers your doctor's time.
Right.
That's the Med Club of Bartlesville.
That's right.
So with a medical club, you have entrance, you have access.
That's right. And we offer affordable, very deeply discounted lab fees. And we offer discounted medications.
That is so unbelievably welcome news to so many people because the price of medicine always seems to be going up. I know it went down a little bit this year, but still all the same. And then, you know, the lab fees, they vary from wherever you go. There seems to be some inconsistency.
Absolutely,
there.
Yes.
So that really puts a lot of people at ease right off the bat. So with not taking the health insurance and only having this fee, I'm in. I'm in the club. Now I need to make a visit. How does this work? Is there something on top of something, or do we just stay consistent here?
Well, you go to medclub.clinic,
mm-hmm.
and you fill out your membership contract.
Okay, good. Got to have that.
Right. And then that lets us know that, hey, we've got a new membership. We've got a new member wanting to join. So then on our end, we go into the computer, into Atlas, which is our electronic medical record,
mm-hmm.
and we get a notice. And then I usually call the patient to come in for a first-time visit.
Okay. And then we get to know each other in the medical sense and also in the personal sense, too.
Yes.
When we get down to brass tacks and say, I'm feeling bad. I've become a member. I feel that there's something wrong. I need to make a visit. Just make an appointment and then we take off from there.
A lot of times you call in and depends on how our day is. Sometimes you can get right in,
mm-hmm.
like within 30 minutes.
That's fast.
And sometimes, you know, it is the next day.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also let the doctor know via text message that, hey, I've got this going on, my throat hurts, I think I might have strep throat, I was exposed to it, can you give me some medicine?
Mm-hmm.
And then Dr. Williams will review that, and if she thinks you need medicine, then she can either prescribe you medicine, or she can write you a script and you can go fill it at your pharmacy.
Very, very good. Now, this seems to be easy on the budget. This seems to be easy to plan for. Am I correct?
Yes.
Is this what the whole genesis of this is? Is quality health care that you can manage not only as a person, but also financially?
Right. And there is a $99 enrollment fee per family.
Oh, that's nice. That's pretty affordable.
So that's just a one-time fee. So if the wife joins and then 2 or 3 months later the husband wants to join, there's no extra fee on top of that.
Doctor, did you want to add something?
The reason that this is so innovative is that you can budget on a monthly basis what you're going to spend on your health care for your primary care physician.
Mm-hmm.
We only take about 700 patients versus a traditional medical practice, which takes over 3,000. So that is a reason that we can spend more time with you and get a better relationship for your healthcare needs.
I like that. I like that. It just seems more personal.
It's much more personal. And we do a lot of online text, emails with patients and converse a lot. And then if you are a member of Med Club, we will provide you with a direct line to me for after hours emergency.
Wow, that's amazing. This is really equipped for today's modern world and the way that we live. So we're taking the best of the traditions, but we're adding today's elements that make the accessibility just so much more.
It is very much more accessible for patients. It's more convenient, but we emphasize the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Something else we emphasize is the transparency of cost. You will know how much it costs before I take your labs or we dispense the medication. And it's different from traditional medicine. And that's the reason Michael's here today. Michael's an insurance benefit guru who specializes in designing healthcare plans for both worksite markets and individuals. And he couples these with direct primary care.
We're now talking with Michael Graham, president of Health Supplemental of Solid Financial Solutions. Michael, first of all, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
And tell us a little bit about what you do and how you do it. I heard the term guru, so I'm fascinated.
Well, we've been doing this for a long time. DPC has been something that's really starting to grow probably in the last 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And probably the biggest thing that people have to understand is, okay, I have that for my primary care, but what do I need to do about insurance? So what happens if I have something major? Mm-hmm. You know, have a cancer, have a major heart attack or accident. What do we need for that?
Oh, my.
Well, there's still a need for insurance.
Yes.
But what we do is we design the plans by taking out the stuff we don't need in health insurance, mm-hmm. which is mainly primary care and ER. They're the biggest things we deal with in our health care that actually cause costs to go up the most. Why? Because everybody uses them all the time. It's constant.
That is so true. It appears, every time you see or hear a medical professional on television or on radio, they'll say, or even an insurance person, they'll say that they'll always cite those two as the biggest reasons for the cost to go up. So how do we work this?
That's correct. So with primary care, they can handle probably close to 80% of the day-to-day stuff that we deal with all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff that we put in insurance, and it's actually what causes insurance premiums to go up the most.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we think it's catastrophic,
mm-hmm.
but most time it's not. It's usually those situations. So when we take those, the primary care, a lot of your prescription out, and have it where it's gone through your direct primary care model instead, and wrap it with a catastrophic, not only can we see some significant rate cost declines when it comes to premiums, but we also get better care. So like they mentioned, there's no cost going to the doctor. You actually have no copays. You get better service. You can get same-day service, worst-case scenario, the next-day service. Discount on medications. And to be honest with you, it's probably one of the most things I've been amazed the most is prescriptions. I've dealt with a lot of prescriptions, both when it comes to deal with health insurance, but then also when it comes to Medicare, you know, people that deal with a lot of medications.
Oh, yeah.
And I've seen the costs associated with that. And I have people saving anywhere from $50 to $150 a month over copays, not retail, copays.
That's amazing.
Significant.
That is just absolutely amazing. And you wonder, why wasn't this thought of before? This is just a whole new world that we're talking about when we talk about the Med Club of Bartlesville in association with what you're providing.
Mm-hmm. I would say this: sometimes we get ourselves in a rut and we keep doing the same thing over and over again, thinking that we're going to be doing something better, and we don't. And it's people like Dr. Carey here who is thinking outside the box, where they design a membership type of model instead, where mm-hmm. you get away from insurance, who does all the red tape and everything, and can limit her and her care and get outside that, where she can actually focus on the patient and not have to have a middleman come in trying to dictate what they can or can't have in care.
Basically allow the good doctor to be the good doctor.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. What a concept that is. And a doctor, I'm going to have to invite you in on this one. Where did you come up with this genius of an idea.
In 2016, I completed my master's in healthcare administration. Mm-hmm. And the reason I pursued that master's was in an attempt to understand the healthcare process. And the more I understood, the less I liked. Mm. So started researching alternative practice models and came upon this practice model of direct primary care that Josh Umber up in Wichita was being very successful with. And currently we have over 1,100 practices of strictly direct primary care in the United States. It is, despite Josh being the developer of this in Central United States, it's more popular on both coasts.
I'll be. Well, this seems to be so innovative and so breakthrough that it just boggles the imagination. It's simple.
It's direct. Very simple. And it is in mainstream now. We have, last month, the executive order mm-hmm. by President Trump, and he specifically names direct primary care. He is attempting to provide transparency in healthcare cost. And direct primary care, that practice model, is a cornerstone of this, of his executive order.
Mm. So as far as clientele, I imagine you're getting young families, you're getting people who are mature in age, and just about everybody in between that are partaking in this, because it fits so well with so many different stages of our lives.
We do. We have a wide range from newborns all the way up to Medicare patients. And surprisingly so, we have a large contingency of Medicare patients because they're the patients that are more complicated. They need explanations. They need time. And our type of practice model provides that. We spend an average of 30 minutes with patients instead of a traditional practice. You're going to see a nurse, you're going to see maybe a mid-level provider, and then you get about 3 minutes with that doctor. And most of that, he or she's typing on the computer.
Oh, my.
So this is relationships. This is understanding that patient and knowing what they do in their daily lives that will affect their health care.
And you know something? The older we get, the more we put a value on that relationship. And knowing that someone is actually really listening to us, listening to our concerns, and listening to our needs.
Absolutely. And with this practice, I have the opportunity to educate patients. And with the knowledge that they gain, the fear of healthcare, the things that you have no control over, it helps lessen that. It takes the anxiety out of it.
Wow, that's amazing. It's affordable, and you find yourself less stressed and
accessible.
It's less complicated.
Absolutely, by far.
So when it comes to the Med Club of Bartlesville, where do we find you?
We are located at 2301 Southeast Washington Boulevard. Across the street, or across Highway 75, from the mall.
Easy to find.
Very easy to find.
In fact, I've driven by there a few times, and I've noticed it. That's how easy it is. And I'm a newcomer to town. So we'll be in to see you and see how this works from the inside out.
Because we are in a society mm-hmm. that it's difficult for change.
It is.
That's what Michael's about, is to educate employers and individuals of how to effectively lower their health care cost.
Wow, amazing. And we're going to be telling Michael's story in our next installment a little bit more. So I want you to join us next time for One-on-One with the Pros with Med Club of Bartlesville. Dr. Williams, thank you.
Thank you.